Welcome to the first concluding lecture on the 19 Letters series. And in this shiur, we're going to discuss what the halachic basis for Torah im Derech Eretz is. Now, this came up as follows. Several years ago, after I wrote the article on Cross Currents, Return to Basics, a Call to Revitalize Rav Hirsch's Torah im Derech Eretz, so somebody came over to me, told me he read the article, but he was unconvinced that Torah im Derech Eretz could ever really work, because, in his words, Rav Hirsch's system has no real philosophic, halachic basis, and do I know what such a basis is for his shita on life? Now, I was a little taken aback by this question, and I also wasn't so impressed with myself that I didn't have a good answer ready to answer his question, considering that this is something which is bound to come up again at some point. So what I would like to do is look at a few primary sources from Rav Hirsch, where he discusses his halachic understanding and his understanding in general of Torah im Derech Eretz, and where he holds that it comes from, and then maybe we'll see a couple of secondary sources that discuss this issue as well. So let us begin looking at Rav Hirsch's commentary to Bereishis 3:24. And in this pasuk it says, "Vaygarish es ha'adam vayashkein mikadam legan eden es ha'kiruvim veis la'at ha'cherev ha'mishapeches lishmores derech etz ha'chayim," that God banished man from the garden and he put these kiruvim in front of the garden of Eden with these flaming swords in order to guard the way to the tree of life. Now, on page 121 in the new edition, so we'll break in here into Rav Hirsch's commentary, and he starts by quoting Tanan de Be'elio and Vayikra Rabba, and he writes, "This way that leads to the tree of life is called Derech Eretz, the way of culture and social wisdom, which educates man to morality and order in his social life. As Rabbi Shmuel Bar of Nachman says, Chaf Vav Doros, Kadma Derech Eretz Es HaTorah, Hadichsiv Lishmor Es Derech Etz HaChayim. Derech, Zo Derech Eretz, Va'achar Kach Etz HaChayim Zo Torah. Derech Eretz preceded the Torah by 26 generations. This is implied by what is written, Lishmor Es Derech Etz HaChayim. First, Scripture says Derech, which means Derech Eretz, and only then does it say Etz HaChayim, which means the Torah." So even before seeing Rav Hirsch's commentary on this, we could see from the words of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Nachman that if Derech Eretz preceded the Torah by 26 generations, we really have something here to latch onto. But anyway, Rav Hirsch continues, "Culture begins the education of mankind, and the Torah completes it. The Torah is human education in its consummate form. The fig leaf and the apron, the first signs of culture, began the education of man, and culture that is subordinated to morality is the first stage of man's return to God. In the case of Israel, Derech Eretz and Torah are tied together. In the house of Israel, the perfect human being and the perfect Jew are identical concepts. In the development of mankind, however, culture precedes Torah. The sword and the Kiruvim, suffering, and the intuitive perception of a higher being will guide mankind to the path of culture, which leads to the tree of life. Hence, the Jew is pleased with all culture, provided that it leads to the recognition of truth and the cultivation of goodness. But where culture is put in the service of sensuality, the result is increased corruption. Such misuse of Derech Eretz, however, does not negate the intrinsic value of culture. For, as it says in Avos 3:17, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. Hence, the Jew should cherish all that is good and true in culture, and by his personal appearance and demeanor as a cultured individual, demonstrate that to be a Jew means to be a man raised to a higher plane. On the other hand, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz, if a culture does not lead to Torah, but rather seeks to take its place, then that culture is not the way that leads to the tree of life, but is the way to degeneration." So we could sum up here, just based on the primary sources that Rav Hirsch quotes, One is a medrash based on Tanud Be'Eliyahu and Vayikra Rabbah, which discusses how Derech Eretz preceded Torah by 26 generations. The Rav Hirsch explains what we do with that, as well as the Mishnah Navos im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, and Rav Hirsch's explanation of that. Now, when I discussed this issue with Dr. Elliot Bondi, who I'd like to thank for helping with various parts of this work, he pointed me to Rav Hirsch's commentary on Vayikra Yud Ches, Psukim Dalet and Hey, and he told me that this used to be a place that Rav Breuer would send people to. Anyway, it says, Es mishpatai ta'asu, ves chukosai tishmiru laleches bahem, ani Hashem Elokichem, ushmartem es chukosai, ves mishpatai, asher ya'aseu sam ha'adam, v'chai bahem, ani Hashem. So practice my social ordinances and keep my statutes in order to walk in them. I, God, am your God. Keep my statutes and my social ordinances, which a man shall do and live thereby. I am God. Now, let's turn to page 569 in the new edition. And here Rav Hirsch quotes a Torah's Kohanim, which is definitely used as one of the sources for Torah and Derech Eretz. And he writes as follows. Leleches bahem, asem ikur va'al ta'asem tefila. Leleches bahem, shelo yehe ma'asacho matanecha elo bahem. Shelo ta'ariv bahem devarim acherim ba'olam. Shelo tomar limadti chachmas Yisrael, elamed chachmas umos haolam. So you can't say that. Talmud lomar, leleches bahem, incha roshai lipater mitochan. The aim of your endeavors shall be in them. They shall be your goal, the absolute, and shall not become secondary or conditional. Your mind should absorb them and create through them. You shall not mix with them alien matter. You shall not say to yourself, I have already learned Jewish knowledge. I shall now also acquire the knowledge of other nations. Therefore, it says, Leleches bahem, you must not depart from their sphere. Now, Rav Hirsch writes, it appears that the opening sentence of this statement, Asim ikur, va'al ta'asim tefila, is designed to keep us from a misunderstanding. We should not understand from the subsequent sentences of the statement that we must completely ignore all knowledge gained from non-Jewish sources, that we must abstain from any knowledge that has no direct bearing on Torah. For asem ikur va'al ta'asem tefela implies that we are permitted to occupy ourselves with other realms of knowledge also, only that we should make the Torah our principal concern, and the knowledge we gain from the Torah should be regarded as absolute and unquestionable. Other disciplines are to be regarded as auxiliary. They are to be studied only if they are capable of aiding Torah study and are subordinated to it as the tafel to the ikur. The Torah's truths must remain for us what is absolute and unconditional, the standard by which we measure all the results obtained in other branches of knowledge. Only that which accords with the truths of the Torah can be accepted by us as true. The Torah should be our sole focus. All that we absorb and create intellectually should be considered from the perspective of the Torah and should proceed along its paths. Accordingly, we will not adopt ideas that are not in consonance with this perspective. We will not accept conclusions derived from other premises and mix them with words of Torah. The Torah is not to be considered an equivalent of the other sciences, as though the Torah is just one branch of knowledge among others. We should not imagine that just as there is Jewish knowledge and truths, there is also non-Jewish knowledge and truths of equal importance and authority, and that when we absorb our fill of Torah wisdom, we should then turn with the same spirit to the wisdom of the nations. If we do so, placing in our minds one field of knowledge next to the other, truth beside truth, we shall be devoid of uniform convictions and views, and we shall be lost because of the discordance of our ideas and conceptions. Rather, just as we are sure that the Torah comes from God, and all other branches of knowledge discovered by man are merely human products containing results of man's limited insight into the nature of things, so are we sure that there is only one truth, only one discipline that can serve as our yardstick and evaluator of all the other disciplines, which are valid only conditionally. Hence, even when we study and occupy ourselves with other fields, we must never abandon the basis of the Torah or depart from its aims. All our intellectual endeavors should be devoted to the words of the Torah. Ve'eina charashai lipater mitochan. So that's fairly straightforward. And again, in short, what we did here was we took a halachic medrash to Vayikra, and we explained how when it says, Aleches behem, that you should make them ikar and not tefela, means that you have the right to study the tafel as well. Rav Hirsch here also discusses the idea of Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem, L'mdehem Lo Nemar Ela Lo Oseihem, which is slightly off topic, and we did discuss that in detail. So let's turn now to some secondary sources, and the truth is, there's really only one that I want to examine. I'll just mention that there is an article by the Sri Deish, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, who we've mentioned in the past. It's entitled Torah Sachaim, and you can find it in The World of Hirschian Teachings on page 97. It touches on this issue. There is also an article by Professor Leo Levy, which you can find in the same book on page 171, and it's entitled Rav Hirsch, Myth and Fact, Some Clarifications. But I would like to turn to an article by Rabbi Shlomo Danziger, and it's entitled Is Torim Derech Eretz Relevant in Our Time? And I'd like to read a good portion of it, and he addresses our issue head on. So let's see what Rabbi Danziger said on this topic. Now, this was written in Jewish Action in summer of 1989, but this was presented as a lecture sometime in the winter of 85-86, as it says in the introduction to the article. And you can find the original transcript in a sefer called Moreshes Tzvi, The Living Hirschian Legacy. So he begins, what is the source for Torim Derech Eretz? The usual sources that are given are doubtful and certainly debatable. Yafet Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, the study of Torah is good with Derech Eretz, refers primarily to the ways of earning a living, not to an educational approach. Rav Hirsch himself was, of course, fully aware of this. Thus, in a letter to his great opponent, the Wurzburger Rav, Rav Seligman Ber Bamberger, Rav Hirsch himself wrote that the concept of Derech Eretz in the saying, Yafet Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, as a principle of education, was open to question and even dispute. Obviously, if one is convinced of the Torim Derech Eretz principle, then one sees the means of earning a living as simply one aspect among many, as Rav Hirsch does in his commentary to Pirkei Avos on this Mishnah. But it seems fair to say that the different uses of the term Derech Eretz found in Chazal are not really the initial source of Rav Hirsch's Torim Derech Eretz conception. They are explained and expanded by him to coincide with his Torim Derech Eretz principle only because he recognizes that principle in the first place. But if so, we still have not discovered the real source of the Torim Derech Eretz principle. Now he goes into a long thing explaining who Rav Hirsch was, and he uses that as part of his answer. We're going to skip through this, and we will continue by the paragraph, Let Us Begin. So let us begin our answer. What is really the makor, the source, for Torim Derech Eretz? And why have only some flimsy, questionable, and debatable sources been offered? Let me give a simple lamdisha teretz. You may say that it is oxymoronic. If it is simple, it is not lamdish. And if it is lamdish, it is not simple. But an astute colleague of mine once said, real lamdus is putting your finger on the pashtus, on the simple explanation which often eludes us. So to the point. What is the mikor, the source, for Torim Derech Eretz? Our simple lamdisha teretz is, there is no such source. And do you know why? Because the basis of Torim Derech Eretz is axiomatic, self-evident, and therefore no source is necessary. The first, the most primary fact of our existence is not that we are Jews who have been given the Torah. The first, the most primary fact of our existence is that we have been given life and have been placed in this world, in this century, in this living generation of fellow human beings who comprise the society, culture, and civilization of our allotted time on earth. This is fact number one, chronologically and logically. Fact number two is that Hashem gave us the Torah to teach us how to live in this world, in this century, in this living generation of fellow human beings who comprise the society, culture, and civilization of our allotted time on earth. These are the do's and don'ts of the Torah. The mitzvah sasei and the mitzvah lo sasei, and the hashkafos, which guide us in the use of the physical, social, and cultural raw material, which comprises the world in which we live. First, there is life, Chaim, the physical, social, and cultural raw material, that is the great given. Then there is the Torah, Torah's Chaim, which shapes this given life, this physical, social, and cultural raw material, and tells us what to use of it and how, and what to reject. In the process, the raw material of life becomes Torahized, to coin a word, it becomes Torah. But there must be a raw material for the Torah to work on. The Torah is not the raw material. The raw material is supplied by the life around us into which we were born. No man understood Rav Hirsch better than Rav Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, the Lithuanian Gaon, Posek Rosh Hashiva, and academic scholar, the Mechaber of the Sri Deish. Let me quote from an article he wrote in the Hebrew Anthology, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, Mishnaso Vishitaso. So the following is the quote. The Torah, then, is, according to Rav Hirsch, the force that gives form. And form, in an Aristotelian sense, means the essential nature of a thing, as distinguished from the matter in which it is embodied. Derech Eretz is simply the matter on which the Torah works. Okay, so that ends our quote. Continuing. So is Torah and Derech Eretz still relevant today? It's a silly question. Once we understand the basic source and the basic definition of Torah and Derech Eretz, it becomes clear that as long as there is a world, a generation of men, a civilization, and as long as there is Torah and Derech Eretz. Torah and Derech Eretz is as relevant today as it has always been and always will be. Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz, because it is the plan of the Creator of the world, who is the Nosein HaTorah. You will realize, of course, that in the process of answering the question, what is really the source of Torah and Derech Eretz, we have automatically answered the objection that Torah Hashem Tamima should not need to be supplemented by some external culture, not supplementation, but Torahization of the given raw material which it molds and transforms into Torah. If we still insist on some source, the closest would be the statement of the sages, Derech Eretz preceded the Torah by 26 generations. And what is the basic definition of Torah and Derech Eretz in light of all this? Does it mean going to college? Does it mean becoming a professional? Does it mean becoming an artist, a novelist, a journalist, a musician, a physician, a scientist, a TV actor, etc.? Not so fast. Maybe yes and maybe no. The irreducible definition of Torah and Derech Eretz is Torah in relation to and in context of the world, the civilization, the raw material as it exists in time, in our time, in this time, not as it existed in the 1600s, or the 1700s, or even in the 1800s of Rav Hirsch's day in Germany, or in Poland, or in Lithuania, but in relation to the raw material as it exists today. What that relation should be, however, what form it should take, what must be rejected, and what may be accepted, must be decided, as any other question, according to the halachic factors and the values of the Torah. In writing of Kiddush Hashem and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam speaks of the Gadol B'Torah, who is perceived by his community as always occupied with Torah, wrapped in tzitzis, crowned with tefillin, and all of whose actions exceed the letter of the law as generating a Kiddush Hashem. But he adds the significant phrase, V'hu shelo yisrachek harbei v'lo yishtomim. The Gadol B'Torah must not go to extremes and must not become a recluse. Indeed, too many budding Talmidei Chachamim slowly abandon effective ways of speaking, abandon dignified manners and behavior patterns and dress, abandon conversance in general affairs, as though the batlanus of a recluse were a Torah virtue, chas v'shalom. We should go on our own way, convinced of the correctness and relevance of Torah im Derech Eretz as the ideal Torah system, as the lichachila. We should promote it as such vigorously, no less aggressively than the non-Hirshian yeshiva world and Hasidic groups who see themselves as lichachila and others as bidyavid. We may respectfully grant the usefulness and indeed the hidden blessing of the non-Hirshian approach as a horas shah. More on this in the next lecture. Perhaps, too, as communal ties are loosened, we should talk of Torah im Derech Eretz less in terms of community and more in terms of a movement in Torah Judaism to be promoted and fostered wherever possible. And then in the next paragraph, he wraps it up. So we see from here that Rabbi Danziger is convinced that there is no source per se for Torah im Derech Eretz. It's just so obvious, you don't need a source. But he says if we need to find a source, we see Chazal tell us that Derech Eretz preceded the world by 26 generations. So to summarize here, we understand that the Torah is built out of itself, as we've explained many times. There's the Medrash which states that Derech Eretz preceded the world by 26 generations. We have the Pasuk in Mishlei that you should know God in all of your ways. We have the Mishnah in Avos, which explains the phrase Torah Derech Eretz. We have the Halachic Medrash that we discussed for Vayikra. We have Rabbi Danziger's comment that he doesn't feel there is any source for Torah Derech Eretz. So I hope that this lecture gives you some idea of the halachic basis for Torah Derech Eretz. And with this, we will end our discussion for conclusion part number 1.